Kevin?
Oh, Bridget, are you there?
Yep, I'm.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Test 1, 2.
Can you hear me?
All right, everybody, thanks for joining us. We are on the road today doing a special edition of Broker Connect. I am in Seattle and we're on a new setup. So it took me just a minute or two to get everything ready. I believe we are ready to go. We are going to be recording 1 hour today, so it is going to go fast. And we have joining us today a very special guest, Dan Lewis from Convoy. We're going to be talking about Convoy and their technology and the company and where they're going. And if you have questions, comments, topics, I would jump in pretty quick. If you jump in right now, press 1 on your phone, I promise you'll get through. If you wait, you may not get to get through today at all. It's going to go pretty quick because we're only doing an hour. So go ahead and line up those questions, and we are just about ready to start. Welcome to my world. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. The website is letstruck.com. The show is all about the business of trucking. We take your calls and answer your questions about trucks, money, fuel mileage, maintenance, tires, taxes, technology, health and fitness on the road, getting started as an owner-operator, finding freight, working with brokers, getting your authority, you name it. We'll talk about it. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call us. Today is Broker Connect. And joining me today, we have a very special guest, Dan Lewis, the founder and CEO of Convoy. Dan, welcome to the program.
Kevin, thanks for having me on.
Well, great to have you. So just to let everybody know, many times when we have a guest, they're, you know, kind of joining us from another location, but technically I'm joining you today because you guys have been generous enough to let me hang out with all the Convoy folks all day. I've been with all your teams all morning, so I'm here in Seattle with you guys. And thanks so much for having me, and it's been a great morning so far.
Yeah, thanks for coming over. I know everyone's enjoyed it, and I think, you know, we can share a lot of info and we can learn a lot as well by having you here, so thanks for doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to come up here and spend some time and learn more about Convoy, I've been following you guys for quite a while. And I've been telling my listeners for quite some time now that we are in a major disruption in trucking. And I've talked about there's even a pretty clear pattern in business that you get a major disruption about every 30 years in most industries. And if you go back through trucking, you know, in the 1920s, we had diesel engines, major disruption to the way we moved freight. In the 1950s, 30 years later, we got the interstate transportation system, the highway system, huge disruption and change in the way we moved freight. The biggest one, though, came about 30 years after that in the 80s and into the 90s, which was deregulation. And that was just such a huge shift in trucking. If you look at the history of all the large carriers that existed prior to deregulation, and there were lots of them, I think there's only 3 that still exist today. That's how big of a change that was. And the biggest carriers now either didn't exist prior to deregulation or they were very, very small carriers, and they managed to grow in that disruption, which is the other part of the pattern. There's all, when you have a major disruption, there's always big winners and big losers. And I've been trying to educate my audience, the owner-operator world, on what's happening with this big technology disruption that we're seeing, whether it's autonomous trucks or what we're going to talk about today, which is kind of technology on the logistics side of this. And that's really what Convoy is all about. You are part of that technology disruption. Why don't you give us kind of a background? You know, where did the idea for Convoy come from? And where have you been so far, and where are you going?
Absolutely. So the idea for this came from, it's a bit of a background in supply chain. I did some work. My family runs a mom and pop office supply distribution company up in Seattle. And, you know, growing up, I was driving a straight van, sometimes around Seattle delivering off supplies. I did some work in supply chain for a while, different parts of supply chain, warehousing, parts distribution, maintenance. And, you know, had a lot of exposure to it, but then it really came when we were looking at, you know, all of the emphasis on, you know, faster last mile delivery, and a lot of companies want to do same day delivery and things like that. You know, Amazon, a bunch of other companies. And we realized, you know, there's a lot of opportunity in the middle mile, making sure things get from a supplier to a manufacturer and to, you know, to a distributor and to the right store at the right time. And all that was really important for this, you know, for the supply chain accelerating and faster delivery for consumers. So we looked at that as a huge opportunity. I spent a lot of time kind of reconnecting with folks I'd worked with and spent a lot of time talking to drivers, talking to, you know, shippers, actually talking to a lot of brokers as well. And I recognized that there wasn't a lot of trust in some parts of the industry. There was a lot of areas where people didn't necessarily trust each other and weren't quite sure always if they were getting the best deal or if they were getting the short end of the stick. So we felt like by building a new kind of company that was a bit more transparent, you know, put more information in the hands of drivers, had more visibility and into what was going on, we could do right by drivers and we could do right by the industry and kind of increase trust. And then when there's more trust, we can get more creative about helping each other out. So that was really kind of the origin and thinking behind the company.
Got it. So, and that really makes a lot of sense. So let's dive into some of those numbers, because from the carrier point of view, especially the small carrier, they've always felt like the broker is kind of a parasite on the transaction. I mean, if we want to be honest about this, that's the way owner operators feel. They'll even say, why does the carrier get X percent? Because I did all the work. I mean, they feel like the owner operator feels like they moved the freight from point A to point B, and to them, that feels like all the work. They don't understand many times. The broker does serve a purpose, but it's primarily driven from the shipper side. The broker is really kind of there to service the shipper. And, you know, the carrier has always wondered, why did they get 15% of the load when I did all the work? And we know that somebody still has to do that work. That work has to get done. There's paperwork, there's tracking, there's all kinds of things. Somebody still has to sell the service. So the broker is necessary. I think what your model is though, is instead of 15%, because it's such a labor intensive business, if you can automate many of those processes, you can drive that margin down, which would be good for everybody. It makes the entire supply chain more efficient.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it steps back to the first thing you said around broker being maybe a dirty word or something like that. You know, I remember when we were digging into this, and even when we were first working on this for a while, a lot of other folks would refer to themselves, you know, as logistics companies or 3PLs, and, you know, wanted to avoid the word broker. And I think that you're right. Sometimes that has carried a negative connotation. But, you know, digging into it, there are some reasons why it does make sense. There is a bunch of work that has to happen sometimes. We even talked to some drivers early on that really actually liked working with brokers. And they said, look, I don't want to have I don't want to have to work directly with all these different shippers. I'd rather just work with a couple of brokers that get me business and I don't have to worry about collecting and dealing with all these different companies. I can work with this one person. So I think there's certainly some mixed opinions on that. What I think you're absolutely right, though, on is we can lower the cost of running a brokerage, which means drivers and carriers can keep more. And, you know, it's not only through using technology to automate some of the processes that we have and to reduce some of the work and all that, you know, overhead you talked about. It's also that if, you know, we're using technology to match jobs, we're, you know, we're not necessarily paying a commission to the person that's finding a truck. And a lot of brokers pay a commission in that. And that leads to a couple things. One, it leads to higher costs because someone's got to pay for that commission. And it also can lead to a situation where, you know, the broker's always trying to find the lowest price truck every time, because then they get a bigger commission. So, you know, by not really having a commission focus and using technology to do a lot of those things, we can not only lower the cost of running this, we can actually, you know, be more favorable to the driver and reduce the costs and fees we have for running this business.
You know, that it's interesting. And I think while we're on that, there's something I want to address at this point, because it's feedback that I hear a lot being around the carrier side of the industry, which is my market for the last 32 years has been the very, very small carrier, the 1 to 5 kind of truck operation. And that's really the market I've worked in forever. And unfortunately, one of the first times we kind of saw technology be a part of this was kind of the U-Ship model, which was almost kind of an eBay, kind of a market where we were driving prices down, where it was really good for the person who needed something shipped, because that auction style, like it has in so many things on the internet, really drove prices down. So there's a big concern from the carrier point of view. They love some of the things they're seeing, the automation, the instant pay at a better price that they've ever been able to get. Some of the other things you're addressing, which we could talk about, detention time. I love what you're doing there. But there's still this big fear that this technology is a race to the bottom on rates. So I've got to get to a break. We're going to come right back. When we come back from the break, I want you to take just a minute and address that, because I was a little concerned with that myself. The more time I spend and the time I've spent today, I can already see I don't believe that's going to be as big as a problem. But I'd like you to talk about that when we get back from this break. Stick around. We'll be right back with more stuff. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Broker Connect. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Broker Connect. Joining me today from Convoy, I'm talking to Dan Lewis. So Dan, you know, let's just go through some numbers real quick, and then I'll have you address this issue. Roughly today, if we look at, you know, there are surveys put out every year by a couple groups, the average take on a broker load roughly runs about 14 to 15%, and it's traditionally been there for years. So I know we have owner operators who think the broker's always taken 30, 40, 50%. And I'm sure it happens once in a while. There are also times where the broker has to eat something on a load, you know, and actually loses money. But we know that the number's right about 14 or 15%. I believe your model, you're really shooting to get that into like the low single digits, right?
We're certainly looking to be a lot more competitive, 14%. And we've seen, when we look at the economics of some others, it's probably been somewhere between 15 and 20% today. And, you know, I think we can do, you know, we don't know exactly where it's ended up. Our goal is more and more efficient and lowered over time, but probably about half that is where I think we can get to.
So if we do that, that clearly is a benefit for everybody in the supply chain, because that's just wasted money at this point. I mean, if that can be done without that cost, then everybody should benefit. One of the concerns I know the owner operator has is, will they benefit from that? So is all of that savings, obviously it's not going to Convoy, you're the one cutting the cost. So you're getting your piece, you're going to be profitable because you automate this and keep costs down. So will the savings all go to the shipper, or will we also see rate increases to the carrier? That's really what people want to know. And you know, now that I've had a chance to really look at both models, I think that this can very easily benefit all parties involved.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's both. You know, there can be a benefit around savings for shippers, and there's also a benefit around carriers being able to take home more. And we go beyond, you know, the potential to pay more. We also do things like, you know, by using the technology that we offer and correctly using the Convoy app, we offer free quick pay. You know, we offer our small trucking companies free tools to manage their fleet. They can use our app, and their drivers can use their, you know, our app, and they can see where all their trucks are and kind of manage their fleet, you know, for free. And so we think there are a lot of other things we can do in addition to, you know, offering, you know, better rates. We can also offer services and value that the small, you know, carriers really care about and that really benefit them. And then, you know, I'd also say that it's not a race to the bottom. You're kind of talking about the U-ship model and, you know, the idea of different folks competing by bidding lower and lower, and, you know, whichever one is the lowest gets the job. In our world, the way we do it is we actually come up with a price that we think is kind of the fair price for a job, and we offer that price via our app to carriers. And they can accept it, or they can bid it higher. And that's how we listen to the trucking community, and we listen to what price people think they should be getting. And if we end up offering a price that's too low, we will hear about it. A bunch of people will respond in our app, and they'll bid the price up. And they'll say, you know, I wouldn't do it for the price you offer, but I do it for this higher price. And so actually in our world, instead of the price being bid down, the price is bid up from where we start, you know, if nobody thinks that the price we offered initially was a fair price. So it's really about discovering the right price, discovering the fair price. And that system, if we find a fair price, then we can more efficiently match freight and we can automate it better, as we were just talking about. So our goal isn't try to eke out every dollar. It's about automation and lowering the costs and reducing friction and making the system work better. And that's about finding the right price and the fair price. So I think that's one way we're pretty different from maybe what people maybe would have expected or were concerned about.
Well, and as far as expectations, I think you hit it right on, because I'll be honest with you, when I first decided to start exploring your company, before I even talked to anybody, and I was just doing my own research, I really thought that I was going to come in and expose why this was such a lousy idea, and, you know, how it's just so important to build relationships and not depend on all this technology. But once I actually saw your system, and I saw the things you were talking about, that this is actually a model that will bid up rates, not down. The quick pay option, which if people understand, and I have a hard time getting owner operators to understand how much they spend on factoring and what a lousy deal factoring is. I mean, I tell people all the time, it's worse than a payday loan. I mean, the factoring rates are ridiculous. Yeah. People don't understand the time value of money, so they would say, oh, but it's only 5%. And I would say, no, it's 5% for 30 days. That's a 60% annual interest rate. And I have a hard time getting them to understand that. But if I have dealt with, you know, independents who factor all year long, and I look at, they spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars factoring. We can measure it. Their factoring cost in a pretty significant chunk of what they're making per mile is going to pay for their factoring. So just the fact that they don't have to factor, if they're using your app, they get paid right away. There's no real cost to doing that. That's a huge savings. They are still getting better than average rates, and they do have the option to bid those up if they choose. They can always attempt that. And the other thing that you're doing that I think is really addressing cost on the carrier side is could you talk for just a minute on what you're doing with detention time in the app?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things that we do, but one is really, let's try to make it fair, right? And so when drivers show up and we've set a GPS fence around the location they're driving into, we can trigger that time, the timestamp for when they've arrived. And then that really allows us to fairly compensate them for the time they spend at that facility and, you know, advocate on their behalf with the shipper to make sure that they get paid. And actually, we'll just pay, you know, out of pocket, and then we'll go back and collect it because we pay fairly based on the time that you spent doing our job. So we do really take care of drivers when it comes to detention and you know, things like if a truck order is not, you know, truck's not used, we have to issue a tow new. We try to be really diligent and responsible about doing that as well. Because we know, I mean, honestly, none of this works. I believe in that we can make a big difference, and we can, as you said, it's better for everybody, you know, by finding, our focus is on, we talked about pricing, but really the focus is on finding the right truck for the job. How do I know as much as I can about a carrier or about an owner operator and what they want to do and where they want to get, and then give them the right job or find the right round trip for them. And by doing that, we can be more efficient in this whole system about matching the right truck to the right job. And that ends up, you know, helping people feel like they're more efficient with their trucks, they're making more money. It lowers, you know, empty miles, benefits a lot of different constituents, benefits, you know, traffic on the road, all sorts of things. And really that's the idea here is not only can we lower the cost of running this business by using technology, and if our system can look at, you know, potentially thousands or thousands of trucks today, even in certain lanes, you know, to find a truck that's the best situated in the right location that wants to do that job, that's really where it's a win-win-win for everybody. It's about finding the truck that wants to do the job and then matching it up to them. And I think we're really good at that. That's actually an area where we're incredibly good because we don't have biases around, you know, am I going to make my commission or not? And which truck do I want to get to make the most money? Our system is just trying to find the best truck for the job.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was really impressed about this morning. The efficiencies that your system is building towards already, and as it grows, I mean, I can see it's kind of baked in. As it grows, it gets more and more efficient. As you scale, it gets more and more efficient. As you have more trucks in your system, on your app, it actually becomes more efficient, and it's better for everybody. I mean, the last thing any of us want is a truck running around empty. That doesn't do anybody any good.
Exactly. And, you know, it's as we scale, as we have more freight, as we open up more points of origin, you know, where freight originates around the country, there will be more options, and we'll be better at matching that job to the best truck. And having, for the drivers that we're working with and for the, you know, carriers we work with, making sure we can find freight that they want. And so that's really about, as we scale both sides of this, you know, having more trucking companies involved and having more shippers and more freight, it just gets better because you can end up, you have more options to find the right match. And technology is great at doing that. I'll just add that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no worries. I was just saying that, you know, it's one of the gaps today. When someone's on the phone doing this job manually, you can only remember so many trucks. You can only remember so many things at the same time. You can only remember so many jobs, and you're trying to match these up. Whereas a piece of software can look at thousands of jobs and find the right one. And so it's just really efficient about doing that. And I think we're going to end up finding better freight for drivers, the bigger we get and the more we scale.
You know, it's interesting the way you talked about that. If you look at what technology has done in the last decade in most other industries that have been touched by technology, it's you just talked about what technology is really good at. It's really good at taking a lot of data and making quick decisions faster and better than humans can do that. And that's been done in lots of industries with lots of benefits. Unfortunately, the trucking industry has kind of been way behind this curve, and that's what Convoy's addressing. And there's one specific area in that efficiency I want to talk about when we get back from this break. So I'll take us through the break. We'll be right back with more stuff. I'm Kevin Rutherford. All right, real quick before we start the next segment, I'll give you a quick heads up on call volume. We have two more segments we're going to record, and there is some room for questions. So if you jump in right now, press 1 on your phone. If you have a question, a comment, a topic, whatever it is you want to ask about, go ahead and press 1. If you do it right now, I should be able to get to you. If you wait too long, you will probably miss out. So here we go. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Broker Connect. We're going to get to your calls and questions in just a little bit. Right now, I am talking with Dan Lewis. He's the CEO and co-founder of Convoy. Dan, one of the areas that excites me about this is one of the inefficiencies I see in my market, on the very small carrier market. It's very difficult for them to pre-plan trips a lot. And because of that, it makes for a very inefficient model for them. So, for example, they book a load this morning from Seattle to Austin. And once they book that load, they have a lot of work to do. They've got paperwork. They've got to find the shipper. They've got to get loaded. They've got to do their logbooks. They've got, you know, check calls. They've got to drive. They have a lot of driving to do. They have to find the receiver. They have to get in. They have to get unloaded. That doesn't leave them any time for planning their next trip. So, and because our system can be so inefficient as to how long they might get held up at a shipper or receiver, they're always a little afraid to pre-plan another trip, because if this one gets screwed up and then they have to default on the next one, that never looks good. So talking to your teams today and seeing a lot of what you're doing, I'm excited about the idea of putting together trips, multiple trips pre-planned, maybe an out and back, maybe a triangle. And I think your technology is going to be really good at that, which really accomplishes a lot of things. You know, these guys have two complaints. One, they don't make enough money, and two, they don't get home enough. The better trip planning we can do, the more profitable they're going to be. And when they leave the house, they can stay busy. You know, if you're not at home, right, keep the wheels turning, make money. When you're done making money, go home. And in our typical model today, there are two things I think that a lot of owner-operators are doing wrong. They're only shopping the load boards for the highest gross rate. They're chasing the rate. We just call it chasing the rate. So they log in, they look at the highest rate, they just call whoever posted it. And then that leads to the next problem we see, which is what the brokers refer to as one and done. They call this on this load, we'll never hear from them again. That's just a really inefficient system. I can see already your model creating a much more efficient system where an owner operator is able to book an entire week through your app and be able to manage that so much better.
You know, I think that's right on a lot of levels. So first off, by using the Convoy app and this sort of technology, you can cut down on paperwork in the cab, and you can, you know, have the information at your fingertips you need for every job. And it's just easier to get stuff done quickly. You know, and we've even found folks can hire more drivers and build a business, maybe let's say from two or three to five or six trucks without hiring some in the back office, because we can take care of a lot of that work for them, and the app makes it easy to get work. But I think, you know, to your next point, that again is just something where technology really does make a difference. You know, it's, we can all relate to this. It's really hard to keep a lot of different variables and information in our head at the same time. Try to imagine thinking about all the different jobs and which ones stitch together the best and which ones create the best tours, whether, like you said, it's a round trip or a triangle or maybe three jobs in the same region, kind of like a project you could do in a couple of days. Getting that all together and keeping that in your mind when you're a broker is tough. If you let a computer look at all those variables, pick up location, drop off location, you know, pick up window, drop off window, all that sort of stuff, that's really easy. And so it can look at thousands of jobs and figure out what is the best tour or the best set of jobs, and then batch those together and offer those to a carrier as a single job. So we've already started doing that. There's a lot of work and testing and experimentation to get that just right. But I agree with you. That's the future. And that makes it easier for someone to, you know, get into this profession, stay in this profession. There's a lot less stress in terms of being a driver and owner operator, and you can feel more taken care of. So I think a huge goal for us is, you know, the more successful we are, the more people can drive independently, the more people, the more drivers can kind of control their own business and get home when they want to get home. Because we can take all that into account. Honestly, not only the jobs we just talked about, we could take into account that a driver says, I want to be home on these days, or I always try to get going west on this day. And our technology would take that into account, and we would offer them jobs that match what they wanted, you know, relative to those time frames. So definitely the technology can do a good job of picking and sorting through the jobs and find the right batch better than any single person could do trying to keep those, you know, hundreds or thousands of jobs in their head. And so I think that's really a big advantage. And you're right, we're going to see this create a lot of benefits and get people home more and reduce empty miles.
You know, the more and more I looked at your system, and the reason I wanted to come up here and spend time with you is I'm already kind of looking to the next big progression of using this technology. So there's already a huge benefit you just talked about in just matching loads and times and things that humans have a hard time doing, but the technology does really well. I see the next version of this. One of the problems I see on the carrier side is I talked about them chasing the rate because it's the only number they know how to analyze right now, just that gross rate. Yeah. So they base all their decisions on that gross rate. Unfortunately, it's not a good number. It's not because we don't care about gross rate. We only care about profit. I mean, that's what businesses do. We want to maximize profit. And owner operators are not good at that right now because, again, they're so busy doing what they do. It's not like they have a CFO, you know, managing all this stuff for them. They're trying to do it in their head. So they use the only number that they know right now, the gross rate. But there are times when I could knock 30 cents off the gross rate and show you why that's a more profitable load based on all kinds of other factors, whether it's fuel cost in that lane, time we're tying up your equipment, when you can get it off. There's just all these variables that I could see this technology, especially when we're looking at putting multiple loads together. We could use an owner operator's real accounting data and show them, look, we've mapped out these three loads for you. You're going to be gone for a week. You're going to be home next weekend. And here's your profit. Now, if they look at each one of those loads individually, many times, at least one of those loads, they would have flatly turned it down because they saw a rate that they didn't like. But if we can show them that if you're not only focused on that top line rate, if you're actually looking at profit, and we have this intelligence, this software that can analyze all these numbers and show that this really is more profitable, I think that is the next big step in efficiency because we solve problems for everybody. We now make the owner operator, the small carrier, more profitable on loads that he would have turned down before because he didn't understand the profit margin in it. We also benefit the shipper and the broker because we're making it easier to move loads that may have been turned down so many times because the top line rate isn't fantastic. And I think that's where, you know, your technology is already leading up to that being possible.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the future. I think you're seeing the future. You're not supposed to tell anybody, remember? we got to build that first. No, yeah, I think you're right. We're doing that. And you know, it even goes, think about the other things you can bring into this, right? So we can look at all these variables. We could even look at what kind of equipment someone's running and, you know, are there different variables for that equipment that are more efficient in certain types of runs than others? How heavy is the load? Is there a higher risk profile of going a certain direction? There's more likelihood of disruption given the time of year and the direction you're heading, and factor in a bunch of things like that. And then come up with a score that is, you know, around maybe the cost effectiveness of this job or the profit of this job or likelihood of, you know, how attractive is this job based on, you know, how, think about your, you know, if you use Netflix, your Netflix rating, it tries to tell you what you like. You know, it's like, I think you're 4 stars on this one, 5 on this one. You're going to love this show. You know, we can do the same thing. We can say, look, this is a 5-star job just for you. This is personalized. You know, we think this is a perfect job for you. And we can do a lot of things to really start to get customized and help drivers not only understand, you know, how profitable the job is, you know, but how enjoyable this job might be versus other jobs. You know, we even track the performance of the warehouses. We let our drivers rate the warehouses different times a day. We learn which warehouses have better experience for drivers than others. And maybe that's something we factor into the rate, or we factor into the score for the job, and we help drivers figure out what they want to do. So there's a lot of stuff we can get in there. I think over time, this just gets better and better with more information. It really empowers people to make the right decision, and it also helps them do it without too much pre-planning. So I'm with you. I think that's the right thing.
Absolutely. Great stuff. Boy, Dan, I'll tell you, this time is just flying by. We're wrapping up the third segment. We've got one more. I know I have some questions. I think what we'll do when we come back from this break, I've got one question here I want to jump into. I certainly have more to talk about. So we'll take a break. We'll come right back, and we will be wrapping this up. And I think, Dan, I could see another future show because there's so much to talk about. So we'll explain the app a little more, and we'll get to some questions right after this. Stick around. We'll be right back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Broker Connect. I've got Dan Lewis with me, the CEO and co-founder of Convoy. You know, Dan, the more I talk about it, the more time I spend with you and your team, the more excited I get, of all the possibilities. And I know a lot of people are a little fearful. It is a big change. I mean, I'm calling it more than a change. I think it's a major disruption we're going through. So people are always going to be fearful of that. But the more I see, the more positives I see. I love what you just talked about of money's important, no question. This technology will allow us to quantify a lot of that in a much better way. But you're also quantifying like the enjoyment factor. I mean, that's that might sound a little odd, but I mean, most of us don't want to spend our day miserable. We'd rather spend our days doing something we enjoy. So I love that idea of you quantifying things about the load that would make it maybe more attractive for those reasons. And, you know, again, it's what technology is really, really good at, taking lots and lots of data points and making decisions or recommendations based on those points. So I think that the direction we're heading in here is really, can be. And the reason I want to talk about this and spend time with companies like yours is I want to help my listeners understand, one, this disruption is going to happen with or without them. I mean, it's like most technology disruptions. It's not like we're going to stop it whether we wanted to or not. My point for my listeners is understand what's happening, because you'll be able to see where the advantages are. So I want to just take a minute. Thank you for coming on and helping us with that. And what I'd like to do, I do have a caller I want to get to. I see a question here that I think would be a good one. And then I want to come back and maybe have you just kind of walk us through the process, how the app works from kind of start to finish. What do you say we grab this call first?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. Let's head off to Texas for this call. Mark, welcome to the program. You're on with Dan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm new to the owner operator, and like many of us out here, just leased onto a carrier and looking to advance to the next level, and wanted to see specifically, are there opportunities within your system for power only type units? Are there services offered by you to transition from a, you know, lease to a company to getting out on their own? And
yeah, it's great. Thank you for calling.
System, so to speak.
Yeah, thanks for the question. So I'd say first off, definitely the way we've built this app is it's an easier way to kind of run your business. So it helps you get up and running on your own if you want to, in the sense that you can, you tell us up front, what kind of freight do you want? What kind of equipment do you have? All the variables of the business you're looking for. And then we provide you with, you know, really direct kind of easy access to freight. And it's really transparent. You can record it all. You can record all your documentation in the app. You know, if you just take a picture of your bill of lading, your signed BOL, we'll actually pay you based on that. You know, you get a history of all of your jobs and the prices you were paid for them and when they happened and all those details, all that record keeping that you need to do. It's just built right into our system and it's always available. And so, you know, first off, I think just if you're getting involved or if you're looking to do that and branch on your own, using an app like this can really help in terms of just keeping everything organized and getting started. And in terms of, you know, power only, we do some of that. It's actually something we're looking to do more of, especially to get into some of these tours that we were talking about. It's something we're looking to build up and do more of. We do, I'd say it's a small amount of it today, but it's definitely on the roadmap to do more.
You know, Dan, to kind of piggyback on that question, I was talking with some of your teams this morning about some of these ideas. We know we have the ELD mandate coming up, which is going to be a major change. I think much bigger than most people realize. Shippers are going to have to change their behavior. Receivers are going to have to change. The whole system is going to have to adjust. And one of the ways to kind of fix some of those inefficiencies is more of the drop and hook model that typically only big carriers are able to do because they have that 3-to-1 trailer pool. But we you know, kicked around some ideas of, you know, creating independent trailer pools so that even the small carriers, which are moving, I don't know, some people say 90% of the freight, could be more efficient in that model as well. So it's really interesting, all of the dynamics and the things that could be changing pretty rapidly. You know, with your technology and you guys are growing like crazy, the ELD mandate coming, so many things changing right now. And again, I'd love to get you back and do this again because this hour has just gone so fast. But I think we have enough time to kind of walk through just how this works. Let's say I'm a brand new user and I just downloaded your app and I'm trying to figure out, you know, how this is going to work. Could you just like walk me through what's going to happen on my first load?
Absolutely. So initially, if you download the app, you'd actually speak with someone here at Convoy. We think it's still really important to establish that initial trust and kind of learn what you're looking for. And so we collect some of that via the app, but we also ask some questions to just get to know each other a little bit about what kind of freight you're looking for and how you want to run your business. Then, you know, you're using the app, you open it up, and it'll light up and say, hey, there's a new tender. You can take a look at those and it'll list, you know, those that we've kind of specially pushed to you and said, hey, we think these are great for you. It lists a bunch of other ones as well. You can kind of filter and sort through them and find, you know, a job that looks good. If the load looks right, you can see the details and you can decide you want to accept it. As you mentioned before, directly there in the app. And if you accept it, then it's yours instantly. It's a, you know, committed price up front. You can see the price. You don't even have to call in or do anything like that. You just tap accept and confirm and it's yours. If you look at it though and you say, you know, maybe I need a little bit more on this one, not sure, you can bid and you can put in a higher rate. And then if that ends up being the right rate for the job, then we'll go with that and we'll pay a higher rate for it. So then let's say now you have the job. The phone will light up and say, hey, it's time to get going. And all of the information you need is there in the app. You know, number of miles, pickup location, any accessorials required, you know, that would have already probably been filtered based on your equipment. You know, any notes or other information, contact information about the job. And so you can use the app to get everything you need and start completing the job. If anything goes wrong, you can use the app to report an exception or to contact Convoy. If you ever need to call in, there's always someone you can give a call to. And then, you know, upon, you know, arrival at the destination and actually at the initial pickup location as well, the app will sort of trigger a geofence. So it'll record the time you arrived. And, you know, as we talked about before, that can be really beneficial in terms of being treated fairly and reliably being able to collect on detention. Then, you know, you're completed with the job, you get a signed bill of lading, take a photo of the bill of lading in the app. It'll clean that up for you. It'll upload it into our system. And then the job's complete. And you can rate the facilities that you visit. You can rate the pickup location. You can rate the drop-off location. You can rate your experience with Convoy on that job. And if anything didn't go well, you can write us a note. And that's information that we actually use to help shippers improve their warehouses. As we talked about, we want to not only, you know, find you freight that pays well, we want to also be able to improve the experience. And part of that comes down to helping shippers improve their warehouse operations. So that's where the feedback is really useful. And that's kind of an example of a job that you could walk through. And then you'd, you know, be able to do it again and book yourself on as much freight as you can or as you want to, and in the locations you want to. And as we mentioned earlier, some of those are round trips as well, and some of those are, you know, multiple jobs that are batched together.
You know, one of the things I was thinking about this from my own experience, I've always really tried to encourage small carriers, owner operators, to build relationships with brokers, stop the one and done, stop chasing the rate, it doesn't work, build relationships, prove your value. That's the way to get to better freight. And it works, there's no question. But one of the problems that I've encountered, many times you build that relationship with one person in an organization, and then they leave or they change positions. And it's almost like you have to start all over again. Whereas, you know, and there's another problem with that too, by the way. We have to look at the personality of why people become drivers. Honestly, they don't want to spend a lot of time negotiating with people. They don't want to spend a lot of time on the phone building a relationship. They don't have time. So, you know, when I look at your technology, I can still build a relationship with Convoy as my broker of choice. And it's kind of the technology that's managing that. Like I can be rated, and no matter who I'm dealing with in the company, all my information is still there, that I'm on time, that I don't fall off loads. I mean, that's a cool thing. I wish I had more time to dig into that, but we are all out of time. Dan, can I get you to come back with me again sometime?
Absolutely. This was a lot of fun. I'd love to come back on and you know, talk to more of your listeners.
Fantastic. We will do that. I've got to get out of here right now. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you next time. Be safe, be profitable, be fit and healthy. Always do the hard work and master the journey. I'm Kevin Rutherford. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us. Wish we could have done more than an hour today, but I've got a lot of work here that I want to do, and we will do this again real soon. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.